Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the energies of your natal Pluto and how to consciously rewire any lower expressions or vibrations of this part of your energy field. Pluto is the energy of evolution in our lives. It shows up as your deepest soul growth, which brings up fears, doubts, worries. It brings up where we feel powerless. It can bring up so many areas of life, either in this lifetime or other lifetimes, related to trauma, abuse, addiction, separation, powerlessness, and anything where it feels like you are essentially separate from your energy. So I hope this topic, this special episode, gets you some insights into what is being potentially rewired for you, where some of your biggest healing can occur, as well as more insights into the specifics of your natal astrology chart. So I am going to focus on the energies of addiction, which is a topic I briefly touched on the September 2nd, 2020 podcast. And if you want to go back and listen, I begin talking about the energy of separation from your energy, how it can show up as addiction, how it can feel powerless. I start talking about that around the 28-minute mark, if you want to go back and listen to that information. I will repeat some of it here, and then we're going to take this forward and go into more areas for you to contemplate and sit with. And please know that this is a very deep and serious topic of life. This is by no way medical or professional advice in that manner. This is probably the area of life where you do need some form of professional help or assistance, and to take it seriously, to know that there are parts of our journeys that we really do have to put in the time, energy, and effort to heal and move through. And this topic is one of them. So I want to be very clear about that, as well as respect and honor the healing journey that is required for some of these areas of our lives that are very intense. And these days, there are experts, professionals, and support systems for nearly any area of life that you are struggling with, whether that is a form of addiction, it is trauma, it is abuse, it is a deep fear, anything that's coming up for you, there is help and support. And to know that when you reach out to get that help and support, you are going to be well received. You will be welcomed, and there will be others who will step forward to help you, because this is where you can feel incredibly vulnerable and really have some doubts about how to get through something. And it's similar to, you know, crossing a bridge where you don't know if you want to cross that bridge, if it's time, etc. As always, trust yourself, trust the energy, trust where you're guided, and know that there are many beautiful humans right now who are experts in these fields of understanding, and they are able to support you in whatever way you need. So let's start by talking about the natal Pluto energy in your astrology chart. Pluto is a very powerful energy field of where you as a soul chose to elevate energy, move it forward, and transform it. And in order to do that, it would be required of you to go deep into your unconscious and your subconscious to look at what those fears may be. So you'd want to identify where natal Pluto is in your chart by astrology sign and house placement. So your Pluto could be in Virgo, your Pluto could be in Leo, any number of astrological signs. Probably Pluto in Cancer is where a few of you are at, then Pluto in Leo, and I'm sure many of you have Pluto in Virgo, then Pluto in Libra, Pluto in Scorpio, Pluto in Sag, Pluto in Cap, and Pluto in Sagittarius as well. And of course, we're in the Pluto and Capricorn energy right now. So those who are being born right now, or who have been born since 2009, have Pluto and Capricorn. I did a separate show on these Pluto energies and how they relate to you as a generation, meaning you came in, you were born around the same time as other people who have the same Pluto sign as you. And this can be seen as a soul group energy. This is also a collective energy on the planet where a group of souls are evolving a certain energy field. And so, for example, those with Pluto and Virgo, you are evolving the Virgo themes, healing the Virgo themes for humanity and as well for yourself. So a separate show for you that goes into those specifics even more. But what I want to do is make it clear that the Pluto energy is where you're now able to access more power and deeper energy than you have before, but it doesn't show up that way at first. It shows up as something that you need to face. And it can involve the very intense emotions and fears. It can bring up things that are repressed in you or what you held back or held down, whether that was in your childhood wounds, anything from your family, your lineage, ancestry, anything from other lifetimes as well. So obviously this gets very complicated as well as very personal in this way, because Pluto is revealing to you where you do need to enter some of the darker energies, we'll call them, to emerge through to the other side of that tunnel. So Pluto does involve the dark night of the soul. It does involve the very intense emotional experiences that we go through that can churn and churn us through something that is very intense and usually bigger than what we thought it was at first. And that bigger energy is connected to the energetic imprints that have been, I'm gonna say it's paralyzed or kind of on hold from other lifetimes. Pluto is also about where we not only evolve and transform, but it's connected with any kinds of intense experiences, such as death. And so it could be that if you were murdered, if you were persecuted, if something horrible happened to you in another lifetime, if that energy wasn't healed after you left the body, then that energy can stay frozen or paralyzed in the energy stream. And that's part of what you meet up with next, is you meet up with those frozen parts of yourself that can now be evolved and transformed out of the fear. So Pluto can be where you are experiencing the same soul themes in order to consciously move through them, and where you're experiencing the same fears that can feel very, very big and traumatic, almost to the point of you don't understand why something feels so emotionally big for you. Because if you were to look at it in this lifetime, it doesn't seem like it's a huge deal. But then if you were to look at it across spans of time, it could be a reoccurring theme in your life and in your soul's journey of something that you've carried for many lifetimes that was never evolved, that was never moved forward. But this could be the lifetime that you do make a new choice and you do go into the energy to look at where your power is that you didn't see before. And this is something that's also very personal, because that Pluto energy carries a lot of different imprints that only we know about. And it's where you may embark on a lot of different healing methods or modalities. It's where you may really feel drawn to go into your energy. And Pluto does that. The Pluto energy is magnetic. It pulls us in. It cannot be ignored. And so there's something in your natal Pluto that is offering you more insights into what you're here to powerfully own in this lifetime. And so not only is it by astrological sign, which reveals to you the themes of Pluto, but it's also by that house placement, because the house placement is the area of life that the energies will show up. So when you have Pluto in the 10th house, for example, the 10th house being profession and career, you could find yourself involved in various power struggles with other people in order to learn about your power in the 10th house. And so at first, this Pluto energy can feel like you don't have that power, or you don't have the strength that you desire. And it's as you go into it that you can spiral it up and to see from a higher vantage point how to do things differently, what in you has been stuck in a pattern, perhaps how you fight, how you get angry, how you go into power struggles with people, any kind of control mechanisms that you may have that are unconscious. This is where you can step back and see yourself and see these habitual even obsessive parts of ourselves that we don't always understand or we don't always see at first. And Pluto gifts us with that. It gifts us with, look right here. Look at what is operating within you. Similar to your computer having an operating system, it just runs in the background, right? You turn on the computer and you expect it to work. It's supposed to start up, it gets things going, and it just happens. And it's not until you go into the deeper mechanics of that operating system that you really understand what is happening. This is Pluto. What is happening deeper within you? And it can feel heavy. It can feel like I'm getting the image of tar. It can feel sticky, uncomfortable, almost like that, oh no, I didn't realize I was that way. But there's many, many ways this shows up, obviously. And the understanding is to remember you always have choices. You always have the ability to make a new choice, to do something differently, or to go into this energy and courageously own it for your best and highest good. Now, it's because of this operating system that we develop repetitive energy systems, and that can show up as obsessions, addictions, the things that we just naturally do, we don't think about. This can definitely connect to our emotional world, unhealed trauma. Anything that has been, again, repressed in you, including abuse, including anything that actually is rooted in a deeper level of shame, the soul's shame is how I'm hearing it. Again, that energy that has been carried with you through many lifetimes, that now you have more tools, resources, and abilities to heal. And it feels like it can happen quickly for many people when they are courageously aware of these own cycles and patterns. So what I want to do is bring up the energy of Pluto here to your awareness so that you can develop a new relationship with this aspect of yourself, with this part of yourself. And now I'd like to go into more of the deeper energies and why they show up in a certain way. Now, I mentioned that September 2nd podcast episode is where I talked about addiction and some of the messages I was getting about the energy of addiction. And I'm going to briefly review that here to help those who have not heard that podcast. And the energy that came through is that the energies of addiction are a collection of energies from many cycles of time, and that these energies were clumped together in the now. And I saw it as dots, and I saw 60 dots clumped together, and they created a bigger energy field. But this was an energy field that was ultimately not loved, accepted, or healed. It was an accumulation of energies from other energy cycles, and that part of the addiction pattern is a deeper desire to go back to the origination of that energy and make another choice. But at some part of the addiction pattern or the addiction cycle, there was a transference of power from you or from your energy field that started to put power into that accumulation of energy. And that's where the transference of power happened, where instead of feeling powerful in one's wholeness, there was an energy that was put onto that addiction pattern that became a new belief system, a belief system around where the power is outside of oneself. And I had that visual of a very sweet, pure, innocent soul going to the door of a house and wanting its toys back, and the toys representing its energy, and knocking on the door and innocently asking for the toys back and being told no. And so then that soul comes back to the front door again and keeps asking for its toys back or for its own energy back. And it's as the cycle progresses, the energy of that soul changes from not feeling loved and moving into a place of anger and rage and a sense of powerlessness and a sense of why can't I have what's mine back? And why does this feel so powerless that I want what I want and I'm asking with very good intentions, but I can't get it back? And so it creates, again, this new transference of power, as well as a new belief system around the energy dynamics here. And as this energy cycle has progressed, it reprogrammed the brain at a physiological level. It reprogrammed something deeper and at a cellular level of this experience of separation. And the experience of separation is directly related to our experience of being human, of taking a body, of separating from God, Source, Spirit, the universe, coming into this physical body with our hands and feet and everything that goes into being in the physical form, and having to be separate to be an individual. And so there is part of the human experience where separation is necessary, and it doesn't mean you've left anything behind, but you can forget the connection. You can forget your spiritual wisdom, your spiritual connections. And of course, we have free will, free choice. You can make any decision you want, any sovereign decision you want. And this will also show up as reinforcing one's belief systems. And so what I was seeing around this energy of addiction is that there was a deeper soul imprint around separation, and that the separation from the soul and the soul's toys, so to speak, also shows our separation from God, Source, Spirit, the universe, and that feeling of grief, that feeling of dropping into a lower energy field, that feeling of lacking love where there once was love, the feeling of uncertainty or anxiety, and on it can go. And so what I'm seeing here in terms of understanding the dynamics of addiction, separation, powerlessness, the deeper trauma, it's interesting, it's like it's soul trauma of being separate from source. But that's the illusion. That's part of the game, if you will, of being in the physical. That's part of the human experience where we feel the separateness and we've forgotten that it can be an illusion. And so when we look at the energy of addiction, for example, what we are buying into is the separateness of the toys in the house that you can't access, and feeling that separateness, but then making a choice to step into a new belief system around connectedness and unity, a new belief system around how your true power can never be separate from you. And when different, we'll call them examples or experiences, come forth that test this belief system, you're being given the choice to look at what is true for me. And maybe I'm not separate from my toys because I am also that house. I am also that energy. I am also those toys. I am always connected to the parts of myself that originate from my own frequency. I am always connected to all aspects of my energy, no matter how they show up, in what form, in what matter, in what experience, in what feelings. I am always connected to them. And when you rise up to this place of power is when you then begin to give yourself the frequency of unconditional love. And that's what heals the illusion, and that's what heals the separation. But part of our journey is in that separateness and is in that powerlessness, so that we make a new choice and a higher level of consciousness that reconnects us to that place of connection and unity with your vast energy field. So when that transference of power happened, at whatever place in your journey, at whatever lifetime in your journey, because I think that for most people, it wasn't this lifetime. I feel like it was it could have been who knows how many lifetimes ago that there's been this repetition of a theme, and there's been this repetition of looking for and wanting to reconnect with a part of yourself that you believed was outside of you. And that when that transference of power happened, it actually weakened a part of the energy field. And I'm getting that image of an energy strand being tied to something. And that energy strand began to pull and yank and take you away from a core sense of power. And it's about pulling that energy strand back in with higher confidence that can shift it. And it feels like what is happening now is that these energies can shift through any number of healing modalities. So I would look at what your natal Pluto sign is and understand where that natal Pluto sign energy can be balanced and healed, because it's different for everyone. And so Pluto in Leo would be really looking at healing the creative self, the solar plexus, what supports all that. Pluto in Virgo would be looking at body healing potentially, and what can heal you at a physical level to make sure those energy meridians are running clearly. Pluto in Libra would be working with people, perhaps through sessions or readings or energy exchanges, to reinforce the healthy dynamics of relationships. Pluto in Scorpio would be deeply healing anything that's been left unloved around abuse, trauma, anything around sexuality, anything around addictions, and how to emotionally work with these parts of yourself, even through past life regressions. Pluto in Sagittarius is here to look at what you have learned and what you've been taught, and to open up to higher understandings and more of the bigger story of your soul's deeper journey. And then Pluto in Capricorn, for those who are younger, is looking at even more of the roles of perhaps the father of the family, of what you just were absorbed in when you were younger, and what can be restructured within your world. So these are very, very brief examples. But what you want to do is understand this astrological sign, understand what body part it correlates to, and understand the emotional imprints that are connected with it, because the emotional body is very important when working with your natal Pluto. And it's also where our bodies can be holding things at a cellular level that need to be healed, even exfoliated, even removed. This is where, at a cellular level, the body turns over all the cells in the body over the course of 7 years of life. And so if you're able to really go into something deeper within you physically and shift it, that's where you're going to start to feel these new energies come alive within you. And this is where the reprogramming needs to happen. So the reprogramming of these energies has to happen at multiple levels: physical level, emotional level, spiritual level, and anything else that is connected to your natal Pluto. So it is a deeper process. It does take time, and that is to be honored. The other thing that I'm seeing around these energies is that the energy of addiction, of separation, soul trauma, powerlessness, emotional trauma, any of these things that are coming up, they probably also relate to one or many chakras. And the chakras need to be healed, and they can be healed in any number of ways as well. But there can be some type of energy leakage or energy tear in the chakra. So if it's the root chakra, it could be that there's really no sense of safety or stability until that root chakra energy leakage or energy tear is seen and healed. And I believe every person can actually do this for themselves in terms of trusting what comes up for you, trusting what feels right. You can also do it by listening to your body consciousness, the messages from your body around where something feels painful, where you've had physical issues your whole life, where you have certain injuries, where there's been a pain or an illness, where you have hurt yourself. Look at how it maybe correlates to one of the chakras or a few chakras. And when you make that energetic connection, it can help heal the broader energy of the wound. So it's comprehensive, and it helps you look at the various tools that are available to work with right now. You can work with healing your chakras in any number of ways. There is sound healing. There is energy work. You can work with the meridians of the body, such as acupuncture, acupressure, Jinshin Jitsu. You can work with the emotional energy associated with each of the chakras. And there are many ways to do this, either on YouTube or through free resources if you aren't able to financially buy anything right now. I feel like, again, there's so many resources out there these days that you're sure to find something that resonates that allows you to move forward in an energy that's been stuck or unhealed. And keep in mind, this is very big work. Again, it's not just about this lifetime. It's about a soul's accumulation of energy. And if you can see it from that perspective, it can help you be more gentle with yourself around the time it takes and even the waves of energy or the waves of emotion that come up as you heal something very deeply. It's very rarely a straight line. It's not always linear. It's a zigzag. And if you can allow yourself that experience of the zigzag or the roller coaster, then you're in your authenticity with it. And you're also being carried. You're being carried with the flow into a new place of healing. So I want to touch a little bit more on the addiction pattern and the transference of power and how that can show up in any number of forms and how it is something that took root usually deeper in the soul's journey and the soul's experience, and it can be that unconscious programming in the brain that needs to be gently and lovingly rewired. And so again, you can do this through any number of means. And I would also be aware of your Mercury. And I did a show for you recently on your Mercury, on how to balance your Mercury. And the Mercury is important because that is how you think and speak about this information. And you can look at how your Mercury has perceived this part of your journey. And I feel like the Mercury is important because it's also how you would open up and share and communicate what you're going through with a professional, a therapist, a counselor, a friend, whomever. So the Mercury is important because that's how you're trying to figure it out, is through your Mercury. But understanding your opposite Mercury is how you can tap into a different way of seeing things and of understanding it. Your moon sign is also important because that's how you feel. That's how you move through your feelings. That's how you process your feelings. That is how your emotional world is experienced. And your moon sign, I also did a show for you on your moon sign, is again very personal and probably something that only you know about. So there are many parts of your astrology chart that can come alive with these types of understandings. But I hope that this helps you hone in on your Pluto, your moon, and your Mercury to kind of get into some more themes or patterns that may be very powerful for you to understand. So what I'm hearing about this addiction energy and the accumulation of energy, again, I'm seeing it as those 60 dots and just that it's just, again, that accumulation of things that have built up, that when you can separate out that energy, pull it apart, move it away from that clump or that collective, it starts to breathe and it breathes new energy and it also begins to feel safe. It's okay to not be a part of the group or the collective. It's okay to separate out and have my own experience to do my own thing. And so I see that this clump of energy, as it separates out with your intention, it then becomes this new constellation of energy that takes on a new meaning. And what I see in between the space, between these dots, is that it's where it gets infused with unconditional love and acceptance. It's where there are messages of trust, where it's okay to honor what you have been through, what you feel. It's okay to simply accept what is. I also feel that the separation energy is soft, feels very feminine, nurturing, loving, kind, and welcoming. Have you ever been in a space where you are completely welcomed for being all of who you are? And what they're telling me, what my guides are telling me about this, is that that is the task. That is the healing journey here, is that you are simply honoring and loving all of your experiences across all lifetimes without applying a belief system, without applying a thought, or without saying this is right or wrong. There's no judgment, because truly, God, Source, Spirit, the universe is not the energy of any kind of judgment. It's a neutral energy. And so it's about arriving at a place of neutrality for yourself, in whatever that means for you, that allows you to simply accept what is. And this is also associated with enlightenment. This is a flow of life. This is being aware of what's happening around you and within you without attaching to it. And that is how you can balance energetically the addiction. Because the addiction, or that unconscious pattern, is the desire to keep going towards something or to something in a way that feels ultimately powerless. And there's a desired outcome, there's something that's being sought after. But the healing that they're showing me is that it's through this separation, or we'll call it individuation of energies, that allows new air to come in, so to speak, new space to come in, new energy to come in, that is of a higher frequency, a higher vibration, a higher understanding that everything can be perfect, loved, accepted, and welcomed. And how would you feel if you really embodied and lived in that place as needed? Now, it's not realistic to live in that space all the time, 24 hours a day. That isn't part of the human experience at all. But it's about creating that space for yourself to return to, which is ultimately your full power. And that's also what your natal Pluto is showing you, is that return to a higher understanding of your choices, your free will, your power, and looking at what really serves you, what belief systems honor you, support you, and love you. And again, this will be very personal for each person, and that's what it's meant to be. So please take whatever may resonate and leave the rest. And I hope that these visuals help you move the energy. And you can do the visuals through meditation, when you're just sitting quietly, before you go to sleep, whatever that might be for you. But anything that allows you to separate out what has collected and been stuck can be very healing. Also, understanding that your power is always in your energy, no matter what form it takes. That can help you with the belief system of the transference of power, where instead of thinking that your power is outside of you, it's always connected to you. It's always within you. It's always a part of you. And to go bigger in that definition. So just to, I guess, wrap this up a bit, it's understanding that wherever you believed your toys were locked away in a house and you couldn't get them back and you were told no, it's shifting your perception away from the illusion of separation to see that I am the house. I am the toys. I am always connected. They're just having a different experience right now. And I can see that now from a higher perception. And this is one of the ways that we spiral up in consciousness. And keep in mind that as you spiral up in consciousness, it directly correlates to the spiral in our DNA, because it's all connected. And not only does it connect to the spiral energies in our DNA, but then it also connects to the spiraling energy that goes towards the galactic center. And so it's personal, it's cosmic, it's all connected, but this can help put things into maybe a interesting framework of how the energies correlate. So I hope this has been helpful in understanding more about how to rewire your natal Pluto, what to look at, what to think about, what to honor, what to understand, and ultimately where to tap into more of your power higher up on that spiral of consciousness. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back on Wednesday for another weekly intuitive astrology podcast, and I'll be back every Monday for another special topic episode just like this one. I greatly appreciate your time, energy, and connection. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com, and I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon.